אנחנו בשיעור בנושא איך להתנהג בזמן
הירידה. We are in a special lesson on the topic of how to behave during a descent. We're going to be reading select excerpts. We'll continue with excerpt number 24. You can send questions to Sviva Tova or to our site, and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. How to behave during a descent. Excerpt number 24. comes from Rabash, Article 8, What is, and Abraham was old of many days in the work. One who is clever and wants to save time does not wait until he suffers a descent from above. Rather, while he is in an ascent and wants to acquire the importance of the state of closeness to the Creator, he begins to depict to himself what is a state of descent, meaning how he suffers from being far from the Creator compared to how he feels now that he is close to the Creator. It follows that even during the ascent, he learns from the discernments as though he were in a state of descent. At that time, he can calculate and discern between an ascent and a descent. At that time, he will get a picture of the advantage of the light over darkness, since he can create a depiction of how he was back in the state of descent and thought that the whole matter of the work of bestowal does not belong to him, and how he suffered from these states when he wanted to escape the campaign. And only from one place he could get some relief, meaning only from one hope that he thought, when will I be able to go to sleep? For then, he would escape from all the states of impatience when he felt that the world was grown dark on him. Now, during the ascent, he sees everything differently. At that time, he wants to work only for the sake of the Creator, and he has no concern for his own benefit. From all those calculations that he will be doing during the ascent, it follows that now he has a place where he can discern between light and darkness, and he does not need to wait until he is given from above a state of descent.
מובן?
Clear.
אין שאלות, ממשיכים הלאה. כן.
No questions. We continue.
האם היחס לעליות וירידות זה
Is the attitude towards ascents and descents a type of skill that you can develop to not get too impressed by an ascent nor be too depressed by a descent?
לא להתרגש, אתה לא יכול.
No, you cannot not be excited. If they are truly spiritual states, we have no way to somehow diminish them or smooth them out or anything, but with my environment or through preparation, I can determine my attitude towards the ascents and the descents. My attitude. But truly during the ascent or an ascent, because those states are the spiritual sense. If they're spiritual, they come each time higher and higher state, and none of my previous preparations can help. The environment can help. Nevertheless, even with the environment, I have to be integrated, incorporated in the ascent and the descent, even for a moment. Then I enter the work. But each time I enter such impression, such an excitement that influences me, that controls me.
So the skill is just the time that I'm in it, so I can just shorten it maybe?
Yes, shortening the time between ascent and descent, and also for the disconnect to be only momentary, as if a demon.
Can we call what we talked about before being an ascent, meaning that through the whole process I've been through, I can keep the ten as connected, as one man, as one? Can you call that an ascent?
Yeah, of course. Ascent and descent is only according to the values placed by a person.
So if it's an ascent,
I feel you are connected with the ten, and together with it you determine your degree of bestowal to the Creator, and then beyond it, it's a matter of degrees. On what level are you?
So about the excerpt we read, he says, I shouldn't wait till I fall from the ascent, where we hold on to that state where we're seemingly connected as one man, and be reminded by that state that I didn't see them as one? Is that bringing the descent to that state?
Why?
He says, not to wait for the descent to come.
Are you talking about learning about the descent from the ascent?
Yes.
You can do it, but you have to be careful. If to make sure you don't truly exit sanctity, if you are raising the descent towards the ascent, this means achap, the ascending achap.
Earlier you said, I want to see them as one. What does it mean to see them as one?
In the direction and toward the action, towards a certain single goal. What is the ten that all those different qualities between me and the Creator, they get broken down into ten. They divide and they connect, and then they are aimed at the Creator. The Creator's power of bestowal and the creature's power of reception are opposite. In order for them not to be opposite, there's a system between them called a ten. So in these ten qualities, well, it's not tens, neither Keter nor Malchut, and this is Yisod, but in general, by connecting this mechanism, the Creator and the creature are connected so that their desires are not taken into consideration, but rather the attitude. The creature in the ten that he is assembling, he becomes in that similar to the Creator. From the lowest, smallest degree, where the ten is like a day-old embryo, to the greatest form, who is a complete human, Adam. These are all the forms of identification of the creature with the Creator. That's why we need to enter that Havaya and constantly grow it, inflate it, reinforce it. Shema Israel, hero Israel, one who yearns for the Creator, Israel. Havaya, our Creator. Havaya is one. Only by to that we long, only by that we come to unity, to adhesion. And later, also the whole explanation, and you love the Lord your God, they explain to you how to implement this essence. The Shema Yisrael has everything.
So in here, O Israel, you think about the ten? What do I think about?
You're thinking how to assemble those ten qualities by which you can make your desire resemble the will to bestow. That Malchut and Keter cannot be connected except through these eight sefirot between them.
And in the ten, where you said to see the ten as one, what is to see the ten as one?
But they're all connected in the same, to the same goal. The goal is one, and as they grow, the gap between these discernments is bigger, but the goal becomes more intense.
Rav,
you mentioned the ten sefirot, a certain structure. I can barely follow one or two things. How ten all of a sudden?
It gets clarified. Doesn't matter. Instead of seeing your friends, doesn't matter how many of them, you know. You see that this perception whereby I relate to the quality of bestowal in me is made of 10 discernments. That's how it is. I'm already in it. I just need to discover it.
What, 10 colors, 10 different feelings, or some piston that's rising and descending and takes you to all through all those?
I can't explain to you. It's 10 qualities through which, through the sum total of which, I feel I understand what appears inside of me. It doesn't appear anywhere. There is no place. Place is a desire that's arranged in this way, in the ten, where the upper light built all those discernments, and the ultra receiver is just a raw material. So the light that built the desire, established the desire in this way, can then clothe in it accordingly, and then I will have a revelation of the Creator.
And after you have that first mold, so that mold goes and clarifies or grows or what?
Yeah, they disappear, they appear, it appears, disappears, it speaks only of that. There's nothing more than that.
Rabash writes, while he's in a state of ascent and wants to receive the state of getting closer to the Creator, he starts to depict to himself what is the state of descent. He describes how he only wanted to sleep, and now you give an answer to Igal to pay attention to the fact that it doesn't disconnect you from sanctity.
So you would be like then the old man who's constantly searching for what he can add.
So what is the advice here? Is it for us at all, this exercise, to do this?
No, we kept talking about our exercise today.
No, it just seems like we read something else now.
Okay, we read something else. What can you do? You need to... But we don't let go of what we learned before. For 2 hours we were talking about the idea that we want to feel before us, inside of us, at 10, inside each and every one of us, at 10. There's nothing more than that. This is the template from which I turn to the Creator. The mold.
Good morning, Rav. I feel that I'm not doing the work like I should in the 10. What does that mean? I'm here, I'm praying for the 10. I go back home, I do tefillin, and I pray for the 10. I go to work, and then corporeality starts. The moment I enter corporeality, the blows fall on your head, but really on your head, lately, more and more, all the time. And you don't have time to even think of the 10. You're in necessity in such a dragging way, that such a current that pulls you, that you're battling for survival. And then you say, how can I even... I can't even think about the 10. I discover myself at 5 o'clock p.m. where I didn't think for one moment of the 10. My alarm clock rings that I have to enter my meeting with the ten, but I'm telling you, for one second I didn't think about them. How do I enter? How do I even, what shame that I didn't even think about them. I didn't pray for them, nothing. I didn't do anything for this ten all day long. I just battled for my corporeality. I just battled and battled, nonstop.
I think many other friends here can agree with you. They're also in this state. What can I say? The Creator has given you such a burdening of the heart that you can overcome and think of the ten and of the purpose of life, and you don't make enough efforts to rise above it. Don't say that while you are working that you cannot hold on to the purpose of life and creation and the ten in your ten, in your head. Don't say it. It's impossible. Everyone can do it. It takes a little bit of exercising and a desire and nothing more. You're going to work and in advance you're already giving up on your connection with the ten. And that's not okay. You should do it the other way around. You'll say that everything that the Creator is doing to me now is an exercise throughout the day from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Whatever he does, he will not disconnect me from the ten. That specifically, on top of everything, I'm going to care about them, care about my spirituality, the Creator, doesn't matter, but I will not let go of this direction. I will not let myself not think of that. Try to do it. Because you're saying that your landlord or your employer, or maybe it's your business, giving you work, and they don't let you think of the goal. It's incorrect. You are not thinking about it. You don't want it. You don't labor enough. See that all those things come from there's nothing else besides them, and not from any other place. Where are we?
Excerpt number 25.
That's with it.
Out of Rabash, what is the blessing who made a miracle for me in this place in the work? A person should accustom himself with anything to compare between the time of suffering and the time of pleasure, and to bless for the miracle of delivering him from suffering to a state of pleasure. By this, he will be able to thank the Creator and enjoy in the new kelim that have been added to him now when he compares the two times to one another. From this, a person can advance in the work. This is, as Bala Sulam said, that it does not matter whether a person receives from the Creator something great or small. What matters is how much a person thanks the Creator to the extent of his gratitude, so grows the giving that the Creator gives. Therefore, we must take note to be grateful, to appreciate his gift, so we can approach the Creator. Hence, when a person always looks during the ascent at the state he was in while in descent, meaning how he felt during the descent, he can make a distinction as the advantage of light from within the darkness. And he already has new kelim in which to receive joy and be thankful to the Creator. This is the meaning of what is written, that a person should bless. Blessed is he who made a miracle for me in this place, meaning in the place where he is now, during the ascent, since there cannot be an ascent if there was no prior state of descent.
That's what we need to understand, that you can have one without the other, ascent without a descent, descent without an ascent. It's like walking on two legs as the light excels from darkness. And from the descent, Rabbi Shimon, from the market, he saw that he is going to have a great great ascent according to the current descent he found himself in. So we need only to try and take care of the environment, so the environment will keep us from disconnecting, even during the descent in the lowest minus, the lowest point, and also during the ascent at the highest point. Both of these points are dangerous. And the environment can hold on to, can keep a person. So wherever he's leaving himself into the rule of the Creator, that's where the environment controls him. And then he continues in the right way. It doesn't stop the intention. It means to fall to the hands of the group. And in this way he continues. So you should be cautious of the ascents and the descents. Those who have experience in that, they know. And try to be constantly in to look after yourself using the environment. So the environment will constantly act as a shock absorber, dampers the states.
Good
morning, Rav. As far as the ascents and descents in the ten, the question is, what should my attitude be when a person goes through an ascent and a descent in the ten? Do we need to talk about these internal states inside the ten? Let's say, when a person's in a descent, does he need to come to the 10 and say, I'm in a descent now, or that he's in an ascent? In general, what's the attitude towards those internal states and their exposure to the 10? Do we need to expose it?
No, we are learning in general about all these states. If there is a question that a person still doesn't understand, it's possible that he's not studying with us. He missed it, although we are going over each and every state several times from different angles. But if he still doesn't understand, he can ask, but not seemingly in connection to his inner state. This should not be shared.
Rather,
as much as possible to conceal that and disclose on the outside only your beautiful, good attitude towards the ten. Only in this to be in the open. The bad states, the spared states, God forbid to share with others because you are bringing everyone else down and it comes back to you manifold.
Thank you, Rav.
Yerushalayim.
Why, through the thought of depiction of the state that we had in descent, do we prevent from ourselves a descent? We are preventing a descent from ourselves.
Prevent? Why prevent?
I'll repeat the question. Why, through the thought of depicting the state that we had during a descent, we are preventing a descent of ourselves?
No, we do not prevent the descent. We simply learn more accurately about what's happening. And don't worry, the descent that has to come will come. And the old man searching for the deficiencies, for him, those descents are felt as a sign of an upcoming ascent, because it all depends on the direction. So it's not a descent, it's all about the direction you're moving in. Maybe I might be very hungry and there's no food before me, no meal, so I feel sorry about it. It's possible that I'm very hungry, but the table is set before me and I'm happy about it. So it all depends on the direction you're moving in, not more than that.
Question about the thought of the 10 throughout the day. I understood that it's difficult to hold on to 10 friends in your mind. Is it if it's impossible to do 10, so maybe it doesn't work out at all. Can you do it like...
I'm not holding the friend in my head. I'm holding this template of our connection, this mold, and it becomes one. I can hold one thing in my head. That's it. We'll finish with that. So, what are we trying to do, Niv?
We are trying to hold on to the 10 as one. And if we don't succeed, to ask for it.
Anyone wants to add?
L'chaim.
L'chaim, fine. Oh, announcements.
We have an announcement. The world gathering of friends today at 6:45 p.m. Israel time. We're inviting our friends from the world Kli to unite, connect, and be together in the world Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you to our TV viewers. Good day. From Unity to One, the Kabbalah L'Am convention in Moldova. We're inviting all our students to Kishinev, Moldova. That will take place in the convention in 6th to the 8th of September. For registration and additional details, enter kabbalah.info/convention, and we will watch a clip on the topic. The annual greatest convention for Russian speakers. Take advantage of the only advantage to leave all your business aside and deepen in the spiritual work. You will feel immense hastening of your spirituality and receive a sharpness of feeling and the force of freedom spiritually. Hurry up to Sviva Tova and register on the convention in Kishinev page or assist others by coming and paying into Help Chavir. 6th to the 8th of September in one of the most beautiful places in Europe, in the city of Kishinev, Moldova, in the Dexos Moldexpex Expo Exhibition Hall in Moldova. Come and get the next degree. Conclude, good day.
Come on, people, gather round above this time and space. Come on, people, gather round. Let's find a higher place. Come on, people, gather round. The circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round. Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle, come my way. Completing the circle, unite and play. Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle, come my way. Completing the circle, unite and play. Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. People gather round above this time and space. Come on, people, gather round. Let's find a higher place. Come on, people, gather round. The circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round. Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle, come my way. Completing the circle, unite and play. Completing the circle, let